With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hard left squad member Ilhan Omar defeats her more moderate Democrat opponent Don Samuels in Minnesota's primary Tuesday night. Omar received 56.2% of the vote against Samuels' 42.9%. Kamala Harris facing more criticism for avoiding the news media. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
It's not only Donald Trump who's complaining that Kamala Harris has yet to give a sit-down interview or hold a news conference since moving to the top of the Democratic ticket. The Washington Post editorial board says it's a political necessity for the vice president to answer questions from the press. It goes on to say that the media and public have legitimate questions and she should face them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is approving almost $20 billion weapons sale to Israel. The deal will include F-15 fighter jets, air-to-air missiles, tactical vehicles, and other explosives. The 405 freeway in West Los Angeles was shut down by pro-Hamas protesters during Tuesday morning rush hour. The group sat in lanes and caused traffic on the southbound side of the freeway to come to a standstill. Protesters were calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and a halt to U.S. military support for Israel. The group says their protest was directed at Kamala Harris as they call on the Democrat Party to reject the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Tropical storm Ernesto battering the Northeast Caribbean as it takes aim at Puerto Rico. National Hurricane Center specialist Andrew Hagan says it's not expected to become a hurricane when it makes landfall.
It is expected to strengthen a little bit before it reaches the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico area. The most significant impact for the people on those islands is going to be heavy rain and flooding, which could cause some mudslides on those islands.
This is SRN News. A new study of churchgoers.
The American Bible Society has been asking people what positive experiences make them more likely to participate in the life of their congregation. Number one on the list is a feeling of community and belonging. When people feel that, they're more likely to volunteer and become involved in what the church is doing. On the other side of the coin, feelings of exclusion or the presence of cliques in the congregation reduces participation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Liberal activists are complaining that the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, has voted to limit where homeless people can camp in public places. The city has an overnight shelter for adults, the Gospel Rescue Mission, nearly 140 beds. But homeless activists complain about the mission's rules, which include a ban on alcohol and drugs and daily attendance at worship services. Grants Pass officials say plans are in the works for a pair of city-run shelters. This is SRN News. Economic reports give Wall Street a big boost.
Wall Street rallied to one of its best gains of the year after a closely watched report on inflation came in better than expected. The S&P 500 jumped 1.7% Tuesday. That's the third best gain for the index so far this year. The Dow rose 408 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 2.4%. Starbucks soared more than 24% after naming Brian Niccol, the head of Chipotle, as its new CEO. Chipotle gave back 7.5%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.85%. This week brings another report on inflation and one on retail sales. Seth Sutel, New York.
New York City's portal to Dublin is ending its run next month. The portal is the Flatiron District. In the Flatiron District, lets you see people in real time in Dublin. It temporarily closed in May, just 6 days after it opened due to bad behavior, but then reopened. More details at SRNNews.com.